This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, Master Coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Well, hey, hey, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. And I'm going to be talking about something really cool today that I have talked with my clients about in many, many, many sessions that have been incredibly helpful for them, getting out of their heads and not being controlled by things like their inner critic. So I am excited to share that with you. But first, I wanted to let you know that I have pulled the trigger and opened the doors to a program that I've been considering running for a while. It's another part of my body of work that I do with clients. And it's really about helping them call their energy back, meaning helping them edit where they are leaking their energy so that they can have more energy to do the things that are really important to them. So if you're like most of my clients, you're probably spinning a lot of plates, you have a lot of priorities in your life, but you've also noticed that you are not really the biggest priority that you have. And when it comes to being fatigued, it's like you're on the last thing on your to-do list. And this program is really about helping you look at where we can call back your energy so that you do have more time for yourself, so that you do have more energy for the things that matter most to you, including, and most importantly, you, along with things like your family and the business that you might be growing, or the hobbies that you want to start enjoying. So this is meant to bring more joy, fulfillment, fun into your life. So if that's something that you are interested in learning more about, go to lisacarpenter.ca/energyedit. We got a little sales page up there for you where you can read all about the program. I even shot a really quick video for you. So if it resonates with you and calls to you, I would love to have you. We are starting on October 5th, and it's going to be running for 4 Wednesdays in a row. So this is a great opportunity to get up close and personal with me, do this work in real time. There's no PDFs, there's no homework, there's nothing like that. We're going to be doing this work in real time. And of course, there'll be opportunities to do live coaching with me and a lot of interaction, because that is what I love. That is what I thrive on. And that is what gets my clients the phenomenal results that they get. So today we're going to be talking about, now as we move into the episode, you've probably noticed that you got a lot of voices in your head. If you're anything like me, you probably navigate a lot of personalities. And when I talk to my clients about this, I'm always listening in our sessions, not to just the words that they're saying, but what is underneath the words. Now, and that tells me so much about them, and it helps guide where I need to take them in the session and what I need to bring their attention to. And often what happens is we find out that they've got lots of different parts. They got lots of different characters up there. And I'm going to share with you why this is so important. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Inside Out, I think it's from Pixar. It's really cute, right? Little girl, and she's got like anger in her head, and she's got sad in her head, and she's got happy in her head. I'm trying to think of what the other one is. I can see the colors, right? I can see anger is red, and I can see sad is blue. I think maybe green she had up there, envy, and then she had joy, right? Joy was up there too, although joy was getting drowned out by anger. So she had all these characters in her head, and the premise of the movie was all these characters were pushing the buttons and pulling the levers of, you know, how she was responding in her life. And I want you to think about how that's probably also true for you, is that you've got so many characters up in your head, but you've never identified them as characters because you've never seen them as separate from yourself. And this is a really big, big and important part of this conversation, is identifying that all these different parts of you or characters aren't actually you. They're simply characters. They're parts of you that showed up probably when you were just little in an effort to support you getting what you needed, or to support you feeling safe or feeling loved or belonging, right? Because at the root of everything we do as humans, it's always about that need for love, safety, and belonging. So these characters show up very innocently, and they have these behaviors that they want us to follow and these beliefs that they want us to believe, and they just start running the show. And you've probably never sat back and realized that those characters aren't who you are. They're just independent characters. So to kind of bring this into a place where you can understand this more, I wanna back up a little bit, okay? Because what I want you to understand is that we all have these beliefs that we operate from. Most of them are subconscious. We don't even know that we have these beliefs. Some, and there are some beliefs that are very conscious, but for many of us and many of the women and men that I work with, they've got many beliefs that they're not conscious of. And this is true for me as well. This is why I've spent so much time, money, and energy working with different coaches to dig out these beliefs that I didn't know I had that were keeping me from achieving the things that I wanted in my life. Because our belief create our thoughts. Our thoughts then create our feelings. And then those feelings or emotions, they drive our actions, and our actions create our results. So you see how this is all connected, right? We just move from one thing to the next, not even realizing that we're getting into garbage that we don't need to get into, that we're taking action from emotions that have been created, from thoughts that we're thinking based on beliefs that we don't even know we have. And we wonder why we get so stuck. So what I want you to know and understand is that your thoughts aren't always the truth. So if you're looking in the mirror at your body and you're like, oh, I look awful, you know, why can't I lose weight? Or you're struggling in your business and you're thinking like, you know, I'm never going to make money. I'm never going to have the business I want, or I'm never going to attract that, you know, guy or girl, whatever your preference is. Right? All of these things, all of those thoughts, just because you're thinking them does not make them true. I know, shocking. But have you ever considered that? How many thoughts per day, like how often do you think a thought and then actually step back and go, oh, but is that true? Oh, but is that true? Or are you just running on autopilot? Now, the same is also true for feelings, right? So your feelings aren't necessarily facts either. So we can't always be letting our emotions guide us, because if our emotions are tied to thoughts that we're having, that are tied to beliefs that we don't know we have, how do you know that what you're feeling is actually true? So are you feeling that specific way? Is that true? Yes. Like if you're feeling sad or angry or resentful, that is true. But the thought that that's attached to isn't necessarily true, which means that the feeling also isn't factual. And oftentimes we do get into emotions that aren't the truth. Like maybe you are angry at somebody because they haven't returned your email. So you're all up in your anger and frustration around this. And at the same time, you don't realize that your email went into their junk box and they have no idea. So here you are, all up in your feelings, and your feelings aren't based on the facts of what's going on in life. They're not just avoiding you or not wanting to talk to you. They haven't seen the email, right? There's all these things that we get into, and just because we're feeling it doesn't make it a fact. So coming back to what I was saying around, you have all these different characters up in your head. So when I talk to my clients, I'm always listening for the things that they're saying. right? I'm listening for their critic. I'm listening for the part of them that likes to procrastinate. I'm listening to the resentful one. I'm listening for the doer. I got a great story about my doer, my masculine energy. You know, you've got the voice up there, hopefully, the one who's proud of you, but maybe that character is so tiny and so small right now, you can barely hear it whisper. You also have your inner coach or inner cheerleader, but maybe she's being bullied so badly right now by the inner critic and the resentful one and the doer that she's hiding under the boardroom table and can't get a word in edgewise. So this is why I break it down into characters, because when I'm talking to my clients, I want them to understand that these parts of themselves, these characters, are running the show. But at the end of the day, they don't know what they're doing. And I say that with love. So let's talk about the doer, because I know if you're listening to this podcast, you typically are a multiple plate spinner, you're ambitious, you're driven, you want to do all the things. And in fact, oftentimes you're doing all the things and then you're frustrated that you're not getting the results that you want, or you do get the results you want. You don't even take a moment to high five yourself and you're on to the next thing. Now that doer character up there, thank God that doer's there. Right? That doer has helped you create so much in your life. Like, look around and you can see like, oh my goodness, thank goodness I have that part of me, that character up there who is so driven, who is so ambitious, because look at what I've been able to accomplish. But there comes a point in time where these characters, these parts of us, can kind of become destructive, because year over year over year, we've enforced that this is the way we do it, right? So they keep moving up the boardroom table until they're sitting at the head of the table and they're running the show. So your doer now is in full command, but your doer is also the one that is causing you to start to feel burnt out, exhausted, feeling like you're not getting anywhere and wondering how you're going to possibly do more. But anytime you try and rest, take a break, have some fun, laugh a little, right? Try and lighten up. Your doer like slams his fist down on the table and says, get to work. Like, if you want to have XYZ, you better go do ABC. And listen, the doer part of you means well. You've really taught that part of you that it's important. It's important to you. And we get to a point in our lives where we really have to look at these characters and say, hold on a second. I don't think I can let you sit in the driver's seat anymore. And this is exactly what happened to me. I was so deeply in my masculine energy, my doer, that, you know, he was running the show. I felt guilty if I rested. I felt lazy if I took a nap. Yet at the same time, my health was taking a deep dive into nowhere good. I completely lost my health. I ended up in really bad burnout, adrenal fatigue. You know, it's a story that I've told before, because this part of me was so powerful. And here's what I want you to know about these characters. As I've already said, they mean well, right? That doer part of me really wanted the best for me. It wanted me to have everything that I've ever dreamed of. But unfortunately, it didn't realize that his way was not the best way in the end. So these parts of us show up to protect us, to help us, to support us. But we created those parts of us, those parts of ourselves, those characters, so when we were little and they came into being very innocently. And as we've gotten older, have you ever checked in, like I said, and listened to these voices and tuned into these characters and thought, wow, like, I don't think I want you at the head of the table anymore. So it's not about tossing these parts of ourselves out. It's about allowing ourselves to be grateful for the role that they played in our lives, for the lessons that they gave us, for why they showed up. I know why my masculine energy was there. I know why I created my doer, because I believe that if I did more, if I accomplished more, then I would feel loved. Then I would feel like I was good enough. So you see how that character was really trying to just make sure that I felt loved, that I felt safe, that I felt like I belonged, that I felt like I was good enough. But there's a saying in the recovery community that it works until it doesn't. And that doer, like I said, it cost me my health. And maybe your doer is costing you your health as well. And that's part of why you're listening. So what I ask my clients to do is pay attention to these characters in their head. Maybe it's the critic. Maybe you learned that being critical and hard on yourself and beating yourself up was how you motivated yourself. Maybe you had very critical parents and that just made you try harder because you were so badly looking for the approval of other people. So you just learned to be hard on yourself. Maybe you picked up the voice of your mother and now you've got a character in your head that's just like her. Maybe you've got the one who's resentful, right? That character who's resentful that wants you to be in the place of being the victim because it's so much easier to point fingers at other people and blame other people, places, and things for why you don't have what you have instead of having to take personal responsibility. Because listen, who wants to take personal responsibility? That is hard work. It's uncomfortable. So you see how that resentful part of you is just trying to protect you from having to do the hard work, from having to take responsibility. So all these characters, all these parts of ourselves really are, they are trying so hard to give you what you want and what you need. You just haven't recognized that they're going about it in all the wrong ways. Your job, and this is the tool that I want to give you. This is what I talk to my clients about. I want you to start to identify these different characters in your head at the boardroom table. Start to give them names. So when you hear your doer talking, I don't know who you, whatever name you want to give her, Dorothy the doer, right? Be kind as you're naming them, right? But think about maybe, I don't know, You'll find something, but I want you to give them a name and identity so that when you hear that voice in your head, when you hear those thoughts, you can say, okay, wait a minute. This isn't me. This is Dorothy the doer. And Dorothy is just innocently trying to support me in getting what I want. Okay, Dorothy, I hear what you're saying, and we're going to go about this a different way. So I need you to just sit down. Just we've got this. We've got this, right? You see, and in that moment, you're giving more voice to your inner coach, your inner cheerleader, the one who is connected to that higher part of yourself that knows you've always been good enough. But my God, you piled so many characters that were negative on top of her. You couldn't hear her. You couldn't hear her. So start to give her a voice and start to shut down your other voices. The part of you that wants to feel resentful, give that part of you a name. And when you start to hear her talking, say, wait a minute, hold on. I know you don't want me to have to take responsibility here because that sucks. It sucks to take, to step up and say, okay, what is my role in this? But saying like, I'm not here to blame other people. If you want to create a life on your own terms, it means that you have to step into being responsible and out of being a victim and thinking that life is happening to you, because it's not. Everything is here for you. Everything is here to grow you and teach you, even the lessons you don't like, especially the lessons you don't like. So what I want for you to take from this episode is that this is a tool. This is a tool that I use with my clients to manage their minds, to manage their mindset, to manage their thoughts, to be curious. Because if you now can make this thought separate from you, because it's not you thinking the thought or saying the thing in your head, it's a character, it's a part of you who played a role. How could you approach that part of you with more compassion and empathy and curiosity? What do they want you to know? What is that character afraid of? Because most of those parts of yourself, most of those characters are so afraid. They are so afraid for you that you're going to get hurt. that you're going to feel sad, that you're going to feel rejected, that you're not going to feel good enough. They are doing everything in their power to support you feeling the way you want to feel. It's just ironically, you end up feeling exactly the opposite of how you want to feel, right? They're not doing a very good job, but they're trying, right? These parts of you, they're just so innocently doing their best. Your job now is to take what you've learned from this episode, and hopefully I have articulated it in a way that you can absorb what I've said and make sense of it. But your job is to now start to give names to these voices, to these parts of you, to pay attention. How many people do you have sitting up at your boardroom table? Because I can tell you there's quite a few that I've identified for me. And now that I've identified them, I'm able to say, okay, I hear you. I understand. I get what it is you're trying to do. And I need you to sit down. Because this part of me, this character, the inner coach, the one that knows that nobody cares about whether or not something is perfect, right? I got little Miss Perfect up at my boardroom table. She wants everything just so, and she will make sure that I take my time so everything is just perfect, brush my hair a gazillion times. It's quieting her. And listen, today I use this tool on myself. Because if you head over to that energy edit program that I talked about at the top of the show, I sat down and I threw on some lipstick and I said, Lisa, you're going to record this in one episode. And my perfectionist, she was so up in my face. She's like, nope, we should write this out. We should script this. We should do a couple takes. And I just said, no, you know what? We're not going to do that today, because the women that I am speaking to, they don't need me to be perfect. They need me to be real. And listen, I love that I produce excellent work, and it may not be as polished as some of the other brands out there. I don't care. I don't care. I'm not here to fit in with everybody else. And this is the conversation that I had with myself. So I sat down and I shot the video, one take, no script, spoke from my heart. And it's either going to resonate with you or it's not. But that's how you do this work, right? That's how you live this work. I had that conversation with my perfectionist. I calmed her down. I said, listen, you know what? The people who love me are still going to love me. And the people who don't resonate with me, well, they're going to watch it, probably judge me and carry on, right? People have been judging me always. People have been judging you always. And guess what? I still keep showing up and doing what I'm doing, because at the end of the day, it's not about whether or not somebody else is judging me. The detriment to myself is when I'm judging myself, right? That is an energy drainer. Speaking of things that drain your energy, being in perfection drains your energy. Entertaining all these different characters and letting them run amok, right? If you can picture this boardroom and they're throwing toilet paper rolls at each other and they're slinging food across the table, like that's what it's up there. When you are not managing your mind, when you are not managing those characters, when you are not being curious about the role they've played and the opposing energy that needs to climb out from under the table where it's cowering, the part of you that is courageous, the part of you that knows she is good enough, that inner coach, the cheerleader, the one who feels so proud of you when you show up and do your best, the one who's always got your back, the one who loves you so fiercely, so fiercely. They need to crawl out from under the table. And listen, in full disclosure, I actually used to visualize, you will laugh at this listening. If you're a client, you already know this. I used to visualize taking my doer, which was also my masculine energy, and I would visualize putting him in a car seat, in the back seat of my car, right? Because I was going to be in command of my life. I was going to be in the driver's seat of my life and my business. So I'd picture putting him in the car seat, in the back seat, tightening up those restraints so tight, putting duct tape over his mouth. He wasn't super kind to my doer back then, but it was such a powerful character in me. I had to visually put it in a space where I was like, no, you don't have a say right now. now I've learned how to balance my masculine and feminine energy. I'm not, I don't get afraid of the part of me that likes to do and be ambitious and driven, because I know how to better balance it. I know when to like, yes, you need to be at the head of the boardroom table today. And I know when he needs to sit down. And now he listens, right? He doesn't just take over. But so I would put him in the back seat, right? In the car seat, tighten the restraints. And then I could just see him in my mind, like flailing about, like, consider a child having a temper tantrum, right? Like wanting to be heard, fighting, because that part of me was so terrified that if I stopped doing, I would never get what I wanted. And I would never be approved of. I would never matter. I would never be good enough if I didn't do. But the part of me that knew that I needed to learn how to love and nurture and care for myself, that part of me, she needed to tentatively sit in the driver's seat. That part of me that needed to learn about feminine energy and receiving and allowing and letting go, she needed a chance. And that was the hard work. That was the work, managing those characters. And now I feel like my feminine energy is really in command of all the characters. She is like, she's the divine warrior princess, and she just commands everybody else in the room. And I love her for it. So there you go. You get the inside workings of my crazy brain and how I manage things. I like to laugh at stuff. I like to make light of things, because we can make this inside work, this self-development work, it can feel so heavy. So many of you feel like you're broken, and it's hard. And listen, it is work. But we can also laugh at ourselves too. I mean, I'm literally recording a podcast episode talking about all the voices in your head and how to give them character names so that you can better manage them, right? Like if I had been talking about this stuff 15 years ago, they probably would have locked me up in the round room. But these are tools that really work, because all of a sudden you realize you are not the voices in your head. You are not the voices in your head. You are not just your emotions, and your emotions don't need to run you. All of this you can learn to master. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm excited to share this tool with you. I hope you put it into practice. Spend some time, just pay attention to the thoughts that you're thinking and start writing them down. And then start to recognize, oh, look, there's that critic. There's that one that's always being critical of me. Or here's that one that's always being hard on me. It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter if it's about my body or my business or my relationships or my parenting. They're always hard on me. Why? Why do I feel that way? Why is that part of me always so hard on me? And separate you from them. Be curious. And you will be surprised at how quickly you're able to master this, or at least identify, like, oh my God, I'm doing that thing again. Because listen, as humans, often we have to get the lesson and get the lesson and get the lesson and get the lesson multiple times until we get it. And listen, I've got another episode coming your way in a little while about a really powerful lesson that I've had that I was like, wow, how did I not get that this was the same lesson? It just was painted a different color. But this is life. This is what it means to be human, right? And we get to enjoy the ride, because if you listen to my last podcast episode, right? Like we're all going to die anyways. So let's have fun while we're here. Let's enjoy the ride. Let's enjoy the journey of finding our way back to ourselves and discovering more of who we are so that you can have that extraordinary life that you want to live. So thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to check out the energy edit program that I just launched, lisacarpenter.ca/energy-edit. The doors are open now. We start on October 5th. I would love to have you. I'd love to dive deeper into the thoughts and the beliefs and the stories and the emotions and the stuff, the things in your life that are costing you so much energy, so much time, so that you can redirect that, reclaim your energy, and be able to create from a place of having more than enough time to take care of all the things you love, most importantly, yourself. I'll see you on next week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And hey, if you haven't yet, head over to your listening platform of choice. And I would love it if you would leave a rating and review. It helps other people just like you find the podcast. And I'm really committed to getting into the earbuds of more listeners over the coming year. So I would appreciate it so much if you would do that. And it's just such a beautiful way to say thank you, especially if you're tuning in every single week, because I'm pouring my energy into this. You are taking your time to listen. It's just a beautiful way for you to say thank you. And I would be so grateful if you did. Have a beautiful, beautiful morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. And I can't wait to be in your ears next week.